The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
If you're building, or buying, or selling a home, the Real Estate Crew's got news for you at the Real Estate House Party.
With attorney Rick Carter.
Real Estate House Party.
Paralegal Kathy Holsthausen.
Real Estate House Party. Come in, have fun.
And comedian Tony V. Now, here's real estate attorney Rick Carter.
Welcome and thanks for joining us here on the Real Estate House Party.
Yeah.
The crowd is going crazy there with our live audience today.
Our live audience.
I know. It's crazy, except for Murphy. Murphy's still sitting down, and he's annoyed Kathy isn't in today, so he did not get up at all.
No.
You saw Murphy, right, Frank?
I did.
Frank Santarelli.
From HBO Sopranos.
Oh, is that where it was? Yep. I know I've recognized him somewhere.
Yep.
Did you ever get hit on The Sopranos?
I don't know what it was. As soon as they saw me.
I know. How did they
we're
broach that
the
with that?
Shit out of you.
How did they broach that role for you? You say, we're just going to have some beat the crap out of you? For?
I don't know what that was, but I remember once after I was on the show for a while, I remember going to a writer's meeting and I go,
Do I do anything else?
Can I shoot someone? And they go, no. And David Chase goes like this. He looks at me and he goes, that's all he would do is laugh. Yeah, he never spoke to me.
Yeah.
He never spoke to me. He just laughed. He just looked at me and laughed.
Right.
They didn't take your creative input at all into the show?
Not at all.
Did you? I know. I swear I was not going to talk about
start
this.
With real
I know. I know. But did you all? Did the whole cast get together when you're reading? Is that how you guys do it?
Yeah, we do a reading.
Literally, you do a reading and everyone gets together?
Yeah.
Literally like this.
Yeah.
Like this. Not kidding. 150, not 100, maybe 75, 80 seats around a big, huge room like this. And each person in order would say who they were on this particular episode.
Okay.
So David Chase would go, I'm David Chase. I'm the executive producer of The Sopranos, and this show in no way depicts Italian Americans the way they truly are. And everyone would laugh. And then James Gandolfini would go, I'm Jim Gandolfini, I play Tony, Lorraine Bracco, all the
why would everyone have to say their roles again?
It's just the way they did it. Every person would say who they were all the way around the room like that.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Really?
Every single person, whoever you were on the show.
Every sit-down, did you have to do that, Joe?
We did, during Brotherhood, would have table reads, you know, before you...
You read the, script.
You read the script.
That makes sense,
but
reintroducing
we didn't have 75 people. We had, 12.
How many years were you on for that one?
Three seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was three seasons in total? When you ended?
Actually, I got killed.
Right.
The end of I got strangled. The end of season two.
Do you remember me calling you?
Flashback.
I said, Tony, I just saw you in a commercial on Showtime where you're getting strangled.
Yeah.
And you go, really? And I go, yeah, it was you.
Yeah.
And you went and got money for that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
did you
yeah.
get paid? They weren't going to pay you.
They weren't
going to
pay
you. So did you know you were being axed from the show?
Yeah, if they like you.
Or is it like you're reading the script and say, uh-oh.
Well, you know, two things. If they like you, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll let you know, you know, and they came to me like 2 weeks before and they go, Tony, you know, I didn't think I was going to make season one, to tell you the truth. And
at the
wrap of season one, the producer came up to me and said, you didn't think you were going to make this season, did you? I go, no. He goes, wait till season two.
Oh, really?
And I go, okay, great. So I knew I had a job for season two. And then in 2 weeks before I was going to get killed, they came and told me, they go, it's time. You know, the audience really likes you, and we got to kill somebody they like. And you actually, I don't know about anyone else, but I actually started begging for my TV life.
Oh,
you know, I'm going, what about kill Chappie? kill the brother-in-law. He's no good. What are you going to kill me for? What about, you know, but to that point, if you were a pain in the ass and they didn't like you, you'd find out at the table reading. You'd be reading the script,
really?
And you'd see people go, wait, I'm dead?
Yeah.
And they go, yep, your turn to go. And that was it.
There's some stories about, I know we were supposed to talk real estate. Yeah. We're going to get to it. But there's a few characters on Seinfeld that they didn't like.
Yeah.
And that's how they got rid of
them. Yeah.
The girl, Jason Alexander's wife?
His fiance.
Licked the envelopes.
Yeah.
Apparently
she just didn't fit in.
Yeah. So they killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they kill you left and right.
Wouldn't that be pretty good in real life?
And also, there's a hierarchy to getting killed.
No.
You have a question?
Yeah, let's backtrack there.
Yeah.
He's talking about murdering someone. He's like, wouldn't that be good if you do that in real life? And you just segued on. I'm like, can we just, you want to?
I thought I was actually just thinking.
There,
I thought I was just thinking that, but I guess
wouldn't
it did blurt
cool
out.
If you just, someone didn't fit in real life and you just kill them.
Kill them, like, sure. Sure. It happens all the time. Don't you watch 2020 or Dateline?
No, clearly not.
Yeah, you know who usually does it?
The husband of
the wife. Yeah. Frank, are we right on that one?
Absolutely. Tony Sirico, he sees me. I'm on the first season, then not the second season at all, and I come back. So it's been almost a year and a half. He looks at me, takes a cigar out of his mouth, he goes, you must have done something right.
How many seasons were you on altogether? You were on a lot.
I was in 13 episodes, scattered.
But over how many years?
Scattered over six seasons.
That's good.
Yeah. Scattered. I'm scared.
But you never eventually got killed. You just
I'm still alive on the show.
You just went away.
The
right?
remake.
And I'm hearing stories about how they went backwards in Mighty Saints of Newark, the movie that they made.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about going forward. Like
really?
What happened since Tony Soprano died?
Right.
Oh.
And there was a commercial during the Super Bowl where it showed the boy and the girl, the brother and sister, and they're both driving that SUV that he drove, the Escalade.
Oh.
And someone said she's going to be the new boss when they go forward.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And I'm saying Georgie
we got
should
some
come
breaking
back.
News.
Georgie should come back as a drag queen.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Sure.
They go into one of those clubs and they go, it's Georgie. And I'm like, with a big headdress on.
But they haven't taken much of your creative consulting as
not
it
at all.
So
not at all.
Might have to let that go. Should we give some updates on the real estate?
Yeah.
And then get back to some foolishness?
Sure.
How's that?
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah.
So what are we seeing? This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, started because I asked you how business is.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so
you say it's starting to turn.
It's starting to turn. You know why? It's because people's mentality is starting to figure out, first of all, rates aren't coming down.
No. The Fed, I don't know when this will air, but
today,
right around now. Oh, we're live, right?
We're live.
Yeah, the Fed is meeting as we speak.
Yep.
And they're not. All indication is the rates aren't going to go. They're not going to change anything.
Right.
So it's over 5%.
Yeah.
Right? It's 5 and change.
Well, yeah, for interest rates for mortgages are now in the mid-7s.
Mid-7s.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. And they're kind of inching towards 8 as opposed to the other way. So.
And what does that do to business?
Not good.
Because people hold on because they don't. Because
exactly.
Like I'm locked in at like 2.75 or something
you're not,
like
you're
that.
Never
I'm not
sell.
Going anywhere.
Right. So for you to get that same mortgage with another house you bought, you're going to have to get a third of the house. So that's one big problem. But evidently, but there are people out there who aren't selling but still need to buy a house. So they are starting to come to the realization that these are what the rates are going to be for a while, and they just got to learn that.
They got to absorb it.
You got to absorb it and maybe refinance it in a couple of years. Frank's thinking of buying. I was going to say we're going to have him as a case study today. So, and they also got to understand prices aren't coming down.
No, for they're only going up.
Yeah, for some reason they thought.
Well, here,
here.
In Ohio, where my family's from. A house, $500,000 house here would be $125,000, $150,000 in Cleveland.
Really?
No kidding.
Really?
I'm not kidding. Houses are cheap in Ohio. Big time.
Well, yeah, because you're in fucking Ohio.
That's right. Exactly.
Who wants to live in Ohio?
Thank you for that economic analysis.
Who wants to live in Ohio?
I'm not kidding, man.
I know.
There's people that go around buying up houses, four or five at a time, for $500,000. They buy three houses.
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing that in New York, but for big price tags.
Yeah.
They think it's really going to come back. So,
you know, in my neighborhood, I live in a very historic neighborhood.
Yeah.
Bunker Hills, the monument's right at the
top. A lot of stuff happens.
I get a lot of tourists and stuff, and I'll be out smoking a cigar and watering my flowers or whatever, and I'll chat with people. I'll chat with anybody. People always go, I go, where are you from? They go, Ohio. I go, why? You know, and they're always going, this is such a beautiful neighborhood. I go, yeah, because you're from Ohio. This is what we call a hill.
The mistake by the lake. The place where the river caught fire. Did you ever hear that story?
Oh, yeah.
That's a real story where Mayor Ralph Stokes was standing there being interviewed, and a piece of wood went by floating on fire.
Really?
And the camera went like this and followed the fire.
Instead of the mayor?
Was it somewhere a whole river caught on fire?
That's where it was.
Was it there? Yeah.
There was so much oil. Yeah. It was the beginning of cleaning up all the bays and harbors and all the
country.
Well, that's
a good way to get rid of oil.
Earth Day was started in Ohio. Earth Day.
Now, you're going back there, you said, in a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no jobs at all. Just
no,
to visit?
No, I just go back to visit my family.
Well, you never would move out there, right?
I might get a place. You know, really? I want a place in both so I can go back and forth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Frank was asking if there's anything around here now because he hasn't looked at prices. Yeah. In 10 years.
Right.
What were you shooting for a condo?
It's like a $55,000 one unit. They're real. They really are. I see them. I'm telling you.
Here?
Yeah. Absolutely. But it's in a unit.
Tony, can you
help
here?
It's a small, like a studio. Looks like it's a studio apartment that they're selling as a condo.
Oh, okay.
And it's $55,000. Absolutely. And they say
you can't buy a car for $55,000.
You have to understand, it's a building with four units, like your place.
Right.
And one of the units is $55,000, but it's like living in a trailer.
Yeah.
It's tiny.
Yeah.
It's not a normal apartment.
What else do you need?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right.
Do you have anything in your house you could sell Frank for $55,000?
You get on my hole upstairs. I don't go up there anymore. My knees are killing me.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you rent it out or what?
No. I mean, it's my unit. I mean, we have two floors, but you know, that's where our bedrooms are.
Yeah.
And the kids aren't there. So my wife and I live basically on one floor.
Yeah.
I mean, I go up because the washer dryer's up there or whatever.
Right.
TV.
You're still renting
stuff.
Out the first floor?
First and the third are rented. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, Frank, what are we going to do to get you in a house here or a condo?
I don't know. All I know is I told you the weekends, I think Sunday Herald on the back would have every single unit sold in the
There's a thing called the internet.
Yeah, but no, this is real. And it shows you from the least amount to the most.
Yeah, but tell them the last time you've checked, though.
10 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's changed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But those units know are still there. Maybe they're 80,000.
I don't even know if the Herald is still a paper.
It's a magazine.
That's what threw me off when you said, I've been looking at the Herald. I said, Herald.
I'm telling you, I used to get it on Sundays and go, oh, my God, look at this place. $55,000 sold to, and it tells you who it was, who sold it.
They don't even advertise much in the papers anymore.
No.
It's all online. Everything's online now.
Well, that's the problem. Jeez. Right? I got my phone. I don't even own a computer. I never own a computer.
Well, the phone, you can get alerts on your phone when something's selling in your area.
You know what I'm going to do? I just had this brilliant idea.
Go ahead.
I'm going to get an OnlyFans page for houses. Like house porn.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Just show a gorgeous house and just sit there going, oh, look at that house.
I wish I could have that house.
Oh, look at that kitchen. Oh, what I could do with those granite tops.
I wonder what sanded. Its feet look like.
Sanding.
Oh, that's a good idea, Chrissy. Then I'll just put my feet in it.
Yeah.
If what?
I'll just put my feet in the shot. Because people love feet, apparently. There's freaks out there.
This is what I hear about.
So you guys have thought this out a little bit, huh?
No, I hadn't, actually. I was spitballing there. But that's a good idea.
So we could change the name of the show to Real Estate House Porn.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Absolutely.
I like that.
I'm in.
Yeah. Oh, what I could wash in that tub. Oh.
Look at these hallways.
Kathy's going to be so happy we've changed the whole theme of the show, which is show off.
Yeah, why isn't she here?
Yeah, I know. You think she'd go for
very
the real estate house porn?
I 3 years ago, I would have said no.
I know.
Today, I would have gone, she'll be with
us. I know. I was writing something one day where I think the two of you and Kathy's personalities are starting to mesh. Remember, you were the comedian
It says right in the intro, comedian Tony V.
And she was the legal expert.
Yeah, she tried to keep us on track.
How's that been happening lately?
Not well.
So I think you're turning into the real estate expert.
Know things. I keep my ear to the ground.
All right.
So is it true you can buy a place
for 55%
down?
Yes.
That is true.
Yes. That is true.
As long as you can back it up with your monthly payments.
Yeah, you have to look good on paper.
You have to look good on paper.
Yeah, you have to have a...
Is there a Sally Mae and a Manny Fac and Fannie Mae?
A Manny Fac. There is a Manny Fac.
There are, but there's no one to speak to. It's just numbers you punch in.
Well, it's really not a Sally Mae.
No, it's AI.
You don't talk to anybody.
You don't call Sally.
No, there's not a woman named Sally.
Yeah, Mrs. Mae's not going to answer.
But you punch your numbers in and they say yes or no.
Hello, Frank. This is Mrs. Mae.
Listen,
how can
Sally,
I help you?
Fanny Pack.
Listen, Sally.
It's Sally Mae.
I'm thinking about buying a house for 1% down. Hold on. Let me check with my husband.
Okay, so you really can.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
Is that a new thing or has it been going on?
It's been going on for a long time.
Okay.
No, we go back to the days when they were, you could borrow 120% of the value of the house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Lenny never told you that story, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that story. I heard that story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Negative amortization. Every time Lenny's on, we try not to, but it's etched
not
in his memory.
Not to be confused with the Amityville Horror.
Oh, no. Actually, it is pretty close.
It's pretty close. Yeah. I guess.
So you know the deal on that. So we won't, I guess we can mention Lenny. I know. So someone could go in and buy 100% of the value of the property, but now, or actually in that time frame, you could actually borrow more because in Lenny's case,
you could borrow your down payment basically.
Yeah, they were throwing in money for his furniture, so he owed 103% on the house, right? But actually, they are coming back to some of those programs
now. Yeah. Right, but the thing there was you always thought it would appreciate.
Exactly.
Right, that it would get above that number.
No, you hit it right on the head.
Right, but then if things explode like they did in 2006 or
right.
2007,
that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened, and it all...
Yeah, because everyone's buying
it. It's a Ponzi scheme.
It really is.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
Right. It would have worked fine if everything kept going up.
Right.
But, then when one bank hit the fan, then everything
was, everything. Then everyone went, we've been doing that too.
Whoops.
We thought it was just us. No, we were doing that.
The house of cards.
Yeah.
So, are you thinking of trying to get something with no money down or?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I haven't really pushed in a long time. I was really, really, about 5 years ago, I was really looking and then I thought, you know what? It's so easy just to rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
The place I live, the roof caved in and the basement flooded and everything. Yeah. And people that own the building are all pissed off because they got to put down chunks of money.
Of course. I go through that, because I rent. Mm-hmm. Everyone's problem is mine.
Right.
Sure.
Are you happy you're a landlord?
No, I hate it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, it's, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, you can't get away from it now.
No.
We used to be a landlord commercial-wise, which I thought was going to be okay, but then you get people calling if the light bulb's out.
I was up on a ladder and my tenants putting light bulbs, because the high ceiling.
Because they're so...
I have a ladder.
They're so reliant on just renting and giving a check every month.
Right.
Am I right about that?
Right.
You can just call your landlord and say, my bulb's out.
Yeah.
I know, so... All right, so you now sounds like you're vacillating a little bit. You might want to stay with the renting.
Yeah.
Do we throw you off? What do we throw you off? Because there's no more $55,000 condo.
Wait a minute.
You couldn't get Tony V's stoop for $55,000.
It was in the Herald 10 years ago.
Tony, help him out here. I don't know how to jump in on this one.
I used to see them all the time, and I even actually talked to a real estate woman in Waltham, Glenna Gelino, who's a friend of mine. I called her up, and I said,
"When? 10 years ago?
10 years ago?
10 years ago?" Right.
And she said, "Yeah, they're here. They're here." Right. I think I actually went to look at one.
Yeah.
In like someplace, I forget where that was.
I just think the prices have gone up a little bit since then.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, so it's $100,000.
Yeah.
Which is still doable.
You should look for a house in the Weekly World News. You can get an igloo for like $20.
I'm thinking about going trailer.
Even that's, are you kidding me?
14,500, 15,000?
Yeah, sure.
You got your own living room?
Yeah. You don't like your view? You move.
That's all.
That's all.
Start it up and drive down the road.
Yeah. No. It's, you know, stabilize in one movement. It doesn't move. It's up on kind of blocks.
So the Cleveland is really around 125.
I swear to God. Look it up. It's insane. There's houses for $150,000. A full-blown, big-ass, four-bedroom house with a huge backyard and everything. It's in, North Ridgeville, Ohio. Beautiful. You know, just like any other place.
Well, it's just, unfortunately, it's supply and demand. Around here, we have all the tech industry.
Absolutely. Where I live in Waltham, houses have exploded.
Right.
Yeah. The place across the street from us, $790,000.
Right.
For a postage stamp.
Right.
Front yard and no backyard.
Right.
And very little basement.
Right.
Nothing. $790,000.
Oh, I had a client sell a one bedroom, one bathroom, almost $1 million.
Where?
Arlington.
Yeah.
It's right near Route 2.
Yeah. Easy on.
You could see it. It's the easiest thing in the world. You jump right on.
Yeah.
So.
My neighborhood's insane.
Oh, I'm sure.
I know. We kid because when we started this about, whatever, 5 years
ago. Yeah.
Make me an offer.
It was $2 million then. Now it's $4 million.
Yeah. Imagine that.
You've been doing this show for 5 years?
I think probably.
And with the radio longer than that.
Yeah.
How did I not know about it?
Well, we try to keep you out of this.
Somehow word leaked, and here you are.
You're here reluctantly.
Cutting me down constantly.
Well, you know what we were worried about? We didn't want to get you on because of your hair.
I know. It's messing my hair up. Right. The best thing about this is I look like a helicopter pilot.
You look... You didn't know I could sound effects.
I know.
Did you see that? I know.
So you were about to tell me.
Wait. Ask him to do a car stuck in the snow.
Go ahead.
And this is where we lose Chrissy.
No, I'm all in. I see why you are constantly booked. Like you are.
I was surprised we got him for today.
You couldn't get me to one of your comedy shows. I am so booked just because of my sound effects.
Yeah. What about the old football guy?
The old football guy.
The guy who used to do the football tapes.
Oh, John Facenda.
Yeah.
He was born Earl Christian Campbell in a small town called Tyler, Texas. In Super Bowl XII, the Miami Dolphins had one mission. Find Larry Brown and punish him.
Brilliant. Beautiful. Chrissy, are you familiar with a show called Gilligan's Island?
I am very much so.
Yeah, what are we skipper?
Oh, you do. Go ahead. Skipper?
All right.
You got to do a skipper.
I don't know how I do this. I reach down and it's right there every time. Gilligan, little buddy. When I broke my ankle, they did a benefit. Were you at the benefit? You weren't, were you? Okay.
I'll
remember that. But anyway, he did a benefit, and these guys all did my act. Him and Artie were doing my act.
Now, right?
Oh, my God.
All did your own act?
Oh, it was hysterical. They were doing my entire act.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you have that at?
At Giggles.
I might have been there.
I think you were there. I was there.
I was there.
I'll be there this weekend.
You are?
At Giggles Comedy.
Really?
One South Park.
Where's that?
We went southbound Saugus.
All right.
Not to be confused.
The Leaning Tower of Pizza Joint.
Yeah.
Oh, is that where it is? Yeah. I go there more than my living room.
Yep.
So who are you performing with?
Artie Januario, the aforementioned.
Artie?
And,
do you have anything you want to comment on Artie? Because I'm sure
very funny man off stage.
And then I believe Saturday we will be joined by one Leonard Clark.
Leonard Clark.
I think coked up out of his mind. Lenny has the energy of a 12-year-old.
Yeah,
he truly really does. You see him and he's like, hey.
But he does do his nap in the afternoon.
Oh, that's why.
Recharges everything.
Yeah. So. He goes to the Super Bowl with Mike. And they're at the Super Bowl. He goes, do you think I could get a nap in?
Oh, yeah.
He goes, we're at the Super Bowl. The Louisiana Superdome.
So when's that? Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday night.
And where is this going? Giggles and
Route 1 southbound.
Southbound.
Yeah. in Saugus, Massachusetts.
Doesn't Lenny's, home of Prince Lenny's Pizza. Brother Mike Clark,
Mike Clark
is involved in that
great
one.
Human being.
Great human being. Great yep. human being.
Yep. Coked up out of his mind.
Now, there's a guy who buys and sells houses.
Like a gypsy.
Like we buy gum.
Oh, I was out with him the other day. I said, Mike, in all seriousness, I don't even put your file away. And this is true. I leave it right on my desk because I know you're going to be selling it in a few months.
Yeah, yeah.
So that way,
He just bought a house and now he's selling it again.
He's selling it.
Yeah.
Or he had it built. Am I right?
No. He had one, sold it, moved back to the original complex that he was in 5 years ago.
I think you're both right. Yeah, because he went to Middleton.
He built a house there.
Yeah, a townhouse.
Yeah.
And then you're right. So now he's selling that one and back to the original.
Yeah. He liked the unit better.
And you know why?
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Yeah. I think it's his ADD.
He does have some ADD.
Yeah.
Not that we all should.
I do.
I know. We all,
sure.
Yeah, we're all there. So yeah. I know. So,
a fine human being.
Fine human being. Yep. So, Friday and Saturday, both nights you're at Giggles.
Yes.
All right. So, we're going to have to come down.
I'm at Sputchies.
Unless you've read the script.
Yes.
I'm at Sputchies in Machias, Maine. Stop in. It's okay. It's only 11 hours from here. When you're in Machias, Maine, you know this place? You're the most eastern person in the United States.
Yeah.
Really?
There's a place to stand. Like a little rock out in the water there, and you're the easternmost person in the country.
You see the sunrise first.
Right.
Wow.
Yep. The college there, Machias College.
Where's the one in Cleveland you go to?
Cleveland State?
No. It's
Buckeyes, Ohio State.
Oh, you can buy Cleveland State for $65,000.
It was in the Herald.
It was in the Herald.
The whole state?
Hey, the best heart hospital in the world.
Is it Cleveland?
Cleveland Clinic.
I'm not going to Cleveland.
The best heart hospital in the world.
So Robin Williams from Boston.
The Shah of Iran. All these famous people go there, to get their hearts fixed.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the best heart hospital in the world.
Well, because they used to all they eat is meat out there, so they used to clogged arteries. They got a Roto-Rooter guy out there.
Roto-Rooter.
Just ream you right out. You're all set.
What's the name of that? The guy, the comedy place in Cleveland you go to.
I know. It's called Pickwick and Frolic.
Nope. It'll come to me. It's named like a cupcake type of thing or I don't know. Never mind. I'm just curious. So maybe we can buy you something out there for $55,000.
Sure.
When you're having a heart attack, you'll have a...
Sure. And then make sure you check out my OnlyFans page for houses.
Kathy's going to be so impressed. We've changed the whole theme to the show. All right. You said you were going to tell me about a couple of best times you had with Tony at a certain
event. Tony Soprano.
No, this Tony.
Oh, comedy clubs.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've gone back a couple of years with each other, right?
We got stories, man.
Well, Tony used to have hair down to here and a beard.
Yeah.
And we'd go into the club.
Did you?
Yeah.
And start walking in the door. Yeah. And the guy would go, it's $15. And Tony would go, I'm one of the comedians. The guy goes, yeah, right. It's $15.
I got hired one time in New York. I was living in New York at the time. And it was like an afternoon show for like older people. You know, they bus them into the theater, whatever. And I show up to the gig and I go, hi. And the woman goes, can I help you? I go, yeah, I'm the comedian. She goes, you're the comedian. I go, yes. She goes, you look like the wild man of Borneo. And I did. I go, yeah, be that as it may, I'm the comedian. Yeah.
How long have you guys gone back with each other?
85, I moved here.
Really?
Yeah, 85.
Yeah. From Cleveland.
Yeah. Frank came in from Cleveland. I used to host the open mic night at the Comedy Connection when it was on Warrington Street.
Okay.
And Frank was friends with a buddy of mine, Phil Van T.
Yep.
And he came in just to check out the scene or whatever, and they're standing in the back of the room. And Phil goes, this is my friend Frank. He's from Cleveland, blah, blah, blah. And I go, oh, great, you're a comedian? And he goes, yes. I go, you're on next.
Really?
And Phil told me, you're never going to get up. You're never going to get up. There's too many comedians that want to go up.
Would you like him or something?
He had his Hawaiian shirt on. He was wearing sunglasses at night. I go, I got to hit
him. And I go up there like this, and I go, I know you. I'm singing. Brian Kelly told me like 2 years later, he goes, we hated you. He goes, you were singing.
He's singing.
After Crimmins.
Yeah.
After Crimmins.
Yeah, oh. Do it. Yeah.
Remember Crimmins with the map?
Yeah.
He would have put a map up and he'd go, okay, this is this map of the world. And as you can see, the United States is in the middle of the map. You know why? We make the maps. But yeah, I was going up after some powerful comedians and I'm singing. With sunglasses on.
Did you ride back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We became really close friends right
Oh, sure.
Right
but the funny, one of the funniest things was Kristen was working the door one night. Monday
wife.
Nights.
Yeah.
For years.
My wife. Yeah.
And it was raining. It was cold. It was miserable. It was like October. And some guy comes in out of the rainstorm at 10:45 and he walks over to Kristen and me. I'm chatting with Kristen and he goes, what time's the second show?
Monday night.
Monday night. What time's the second show?
Lenny and all those guys were there for this?
Everybody was there that night.
Sweeney.
Yeah. I mean, that was a show routinely.
Oh, my God. This show was packed.
Yeah, it would be Lenny, Sweeney, Gav.
Steve Wright.
Stephen Wright.
Sure. Sure.
Barry Crimmins.
Yeah.
And, you know, sort of other. Bill Campbell was huge at the time.
Yeah.
You know, so, and there, you know, it was like a showcase night.
Yeah. Jimmy
Tingle come in and play the harmonica.
Absolutely.
Was he?
Yeah.
And then one time Tony goes, listen, in the middle of my set, just yell something out. I go, what? He goes, just yell out. I go, okay. So I'm in the back of the room. I go, this should have been my show. You stole this show from me. He goes, why don't you shut up, you Jethro-looking mother? And I had people looked at me. I looked like Jethro at the time.
Yeah.
I looked just like Jethro. I had the same height, the same hair. And everyone turned around and said, it's Jethro.
So what was your point of making Frank? Yeah, just to
get the Jethro line out.
Yeah, all right.
That's all.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're
there
ready
no
for
re-
it.
Yeah.
All right.
No other reason. That right. I knew I wouldn't, you know, I knew he was going to move, you know, 40 years later to a $55,000 house.
Because he read the Herald in the 80s.
Herald.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I wonder if we should wrap it up on that one.
I think we should wrap it up permanently. We
went over our time.
Yeah. We went over our time. Who would have thought that was going to happen? Well, we really appreciate you, Frank, coming
on. Thanks, man.
On our real estate house pawn.
Always fun. Yes. And check out my OnlyFans page. Houses and Feet.
Houses of Porn. House of Porn.
Houses and Feet.
Porn House.
Porn House. I like. Oh, the real estate porn house party.
Oh, the creative juices are flowing now.
Wait
till next week. We'll have this all under control. Thanks for joining us here. See you next week.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.